Track 7, London Landmarks. Let's hear now about a place of tranquillity which has provided newsreader Julie Etchingham a bit of respite from the hustle and bustle of the television newsroom.
Hello, I'm Julie Etchingham and I present News at 10 for ITV. One Ash Wednesday a couple of years ago, I was looking for somewhere to go to Mass before I read the 10 o'clock news. The newsroom is on Gray's Inn Road and St Etheldreda's is nearby, tucked away on Ely Place, a narrow street just off Holborn Circus. Going from the busy high-tech newsroom to this ancient place is a screeching handbrake turn in your day. The streets around it are bustling and boisterous, with people dashing around. As I turn into Ely Place and walk towards the church, it gets quieter and quieter. St Etheldreda's is on the left, between a townhouse and an office building. From the narrow exterior, you'd never guess what's inside. There's a stone wall in front at about shoulder height. The facade is a few metres back, with an arched stained glass window. From this side, it's dark and grey. To get inside, you go through a gap in the wall, across some paving, and through a wooden door on your left. The metal ring handle is a little sticky and hard to open, but it's like a portal into the past. I can imagine all the historical characters who've stepped through this door. St Etheldreda's is the oldest Catholic church in England. Inside, you turn right down a corridor past the once external church wall. About 10 metres along on your right, you'll find 10 steps down to the crypt. There's a thin handrail on each side, although it has a couple of short gaps in it. One of the first masses I came to at St Etheldreda's was held down here. In the low-ceilinged, dimly lit crypt, it felt like we were gathering somewhere hidden, echoing all the English Catholics who were forced to hold Mass in secret. The crypt is about 25 metres long and 8 across. If you turn right as you come in, you're facing down the length of the crypt. In the centre are 6 stone pillars, and the roof is lined with solid wooden beams. Down the sides there are thick alcoves with small windows at the back. They're colourful abstracts with uneven panes, like quartz stone. All of the windows in the church date from the 50s and 60s, as the Victorian windows were destroyed in the Blitz. Between the alcoves there are small reliefs of the Stations of the Cross. The first two are to your left as you come in. They're just above head height, with rounded, simple figures in muted grey and beige. In the first, Pontius Pilate washes his hands, and the second shows Christ bearing the cross. Back upstairs, we carry on along the corridor and up 12 steps to a balcony. On our right, up 2 more steps, is a heavy wooden door into the beautiful church. It's surprisingly large, 50 metres long and 12 wide. As you come in, the west wall is immediately to your left. The main body of the church is to your right, separated off by a wooden screen. The screen is carved with roses, a confessional at each end. A doorway in the middle of the screen leads to an aisle that runs towards the altar. The wood-beamed ceiling curves round in an arc high above us. The floor is covered in wood parquet. The first thing that hits you is a towering stained glass window in the west wall. It's the biggest in London, with nearly 50 square metres of glass. It's dedicated to the English martyrs. In the centre is Christ hanging on the cross, wearing a crimson robe. The robe's colour is made up of small fragment-like panes of different shades, pink, maroon, cherry red and deep crimson. The upper part is an abstract kaleidoscopic pattern in pale yellow and rich royal blue. To Christ's left, there are images of 5 martyrs who were brutally executed under Henry VIII. St Etheldreda's has stood here since 1250 and it's witnessed the most turbulent periods in English history. The English martyrs were held at the Tower of London. When they were executed, they were strung up on a cart and driven right through this area en route to the Tyburn gallows. I went to the English Martyrs School in Leicester and I'm fascinated by this period. every time I leave the church, I come back and look up a new part of its story. With your back to the west window, you're facing up the aisle. You'll pass wooden pews and more stained glass windows on either side. Although these date from the 60s, they depict traditional scenes from the Old Testament on your right and the New Testament on your left. Between the windows, martyrs are commemorated in sculpted figures dating from the same period. They're just less than life-sized and very human. The martyrs wear Tudor clothes and are painted in muted brown, grey and gold. They perch on stone shelves just above head height. The front of the church is marked off by a low wooden barrier. There are choir stalls on each side and an altar in the centre. St Etheldreda's sometimes still has Mass in Latin and is famous for its choir. Behind the altar is the incredible east window, breathtakingly detailed and brilliantly coloured. On a sunny day, the windows here are a dazzling technicolour experience. Christ sits on a throne in the middle with crown and sceptre. A host of angels with yellow-tipped wings surround him. Mary and Joseph are on either side, and St Etheldreda herself is in the bottom left corner. She wears a blue nun's headdress, and in her arms she gently holds a grey church-like building. St Etheldreda was the daughter of the King of East Anglia. Quite a revolutionary, she freed all the bondsmen on her land and lived a life of austerity. She founded the original monastery in Ely, the building in her arms. Catholic Mass is a transporting sensory assault with choral music, bells and incense. And that's especially so here in St Etheldreda's Church, where history seems to live in the very stones around you.
Thank you, Julie. Peace and quiet and beauty indeed.